Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Rebound, Pajemski. Pajemski on the go, stops, gets it out to Butler. Over to post, pump fake, flyby. Now he's picked up by Fierce, gets it to Pajemski. Pump fake, steps to his right, lets it fly and hits a three. Nice move by Pajemski. Brandon Pajemski, I believe he's going to come over and chat with us for a minute. Hey, he puts a headset on. Brandon, thank you so much for talking with us. First of all, going into tonight, you know you're not going to have Steph Curry out there. What was your plan? What was the thought process coming into this game to get a W?
Same as it always is, just try to get a win. You know, we've been losing as of late, and getting that first win to really get back on track, it's never going to be pretty. It's going to be ugly, but we just scrapped and clawed and found a way to get it done, and that's what matters most.
They hit some big threes in that second half of this game, but I really, because of the situation, I've got to ask you, and I know you guys have that Milwaukee bond, what is it like to see Kevon Looney walk into this building and get the love tonight?
Man, it's special. The things he's done for the organization, 3 championships, 10 years. Most people can't say that, so... just the consistency he's brought every day. Everybody sees, knows that. And that's just what gets you respect. Whether it was good for him or bad for him, he was the same Kevon Looney every day. And, although he doesn't probably know it, he's taught me a lot. That's my brother because he's from Milwaukee.
Boy, Brandon, that was a meat grinder of a first half.
Yep.
That was rough. How do you guys concentrate on the positives? Because you did play really good defense. You didn't turn the ball over, which are 2 things you've concentrated on. The shots just weren't going down. How do you keep that energy knowing that if you keep doing what you're doing, eventually those same shots will find the bottom of the net?
Yeah, I think defensively, if we're strong on that end, it's going to help us at least a little bit, and it takes pressure off each and every shot on offense, the more stops you can get. But just like anything, our offense is so much predicated on playing off Steph and playing 4-on-3s with an advantage. And now that he's out, teams are probably going to switch a lot more. And so we just got to find the creative advantages different ways, whether that's playing faster, playing with more pace in the half court so teams can't just switch, all those little things, and we'll figure it out. I mean, I don't know how long Steph will be out, but, it's our job to figure it out because, we're professionals as well.
Not that execution doesn't matter when Steph's in there. It does. But does it matter even more when he's out to make sure everyone's executing the way they should so you can get the shots you want?
I think so. It's important regardless, like you had mentioned. But, especially me out there, going to have the ball in my hands, a ton more with Jimmy. So for me, I just, try to generate the first domino and not turn the ball over and try to get my teammates in an easy rhythm and an easy group. So, down the line, fourth quarter comes, you see – guys hit big shots. QP hit a 3. Will hit a 3. So it's all about the team and doing whatever we can to win.
Well, Brandon, you did a nice job tonight. 15 points. You had 6 assists, 5 rebounds. Battled out there. Hit some big shots when the Warriors needed it. Congratulations on the night and the win.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you Tuesday. Right?
Tuesday.
Yep. Tuesday. All right, Brandon.
Brandon Pajemski, our postgame guest. 107-96, the final. Warriors over the Pelicans. The defending champions come in. It's an 8 o'clock tip, 7:30 with the pregame show. So keep that in mind. 8 o'clock on Tuesday night when the Warriors take on Oklahoma City. And hopefully in the first half of that game, the Warriors will shoot the ball better than they did in the first half of this one, because it was a little rough there for a while. But I like their fight in the fourth quarter. I like the fact that they turned hustle plays and some skill plays into a victory. After a night where they just couldn't seem to get anything going, it's a process when your best player is out, especially one that has so much gravity like Stephen Curry. So I thought they did a nice job of kind of finding a way to win in the fourth quarter.
Well, let's be honest, they should have. This is not a good Pelicans team at all. And they hung in there for a long time. And it got to a point where it's like, oh, my gosh. They hit a few threes here. This could get really, really dicey. The Warriors were the ones that hit the threes, and I thought Gary Payton was fantastic. He just did what he does. Hung around the dunker spot, made cuts at the right time, got on the glass when he had to. He had 11 rebounds. tonight. So he was really good. He kind of brought the energy. And as we said in the fourth quarter, Butler's, how many assists did Jimmy have? 10. Half of those were to Gary Payton. So,
right.
And that kind of got him going a little bit in the second quarter when they were really scuffling. I mean, they both scuffled in the first half. But the Warriors got it going a little bit in the second quarter and then, you know, had 62 in the second half. So, yeah, look, it was a grinder game. I think this is one, if I were them, I would look at the positives. We didn't turn it over, played really good defense, and we didn't shoot the ball well. It happens. Like, shots are a lot less controllable than defense and turnovers. So that, to me, is the takeaway of the game. Was it ugly? Absolutely. Will I go back and watch the first half? Not a chance in hell. But I would say this, that the turnovers in the defense is something to hang your hat on because that's, you know, that's a process. You keep taking those steps, and defense might come and go a little bit. I mean, this is New Orleans. It's going to be a lot tougher to play this type of defense against OKC, and it's going to be a lot more difficult to not turn the ball over against the number one team in the league that turns you over, OKC. But it's a good start. Anytime the Warriors have under 10 turnovers, I think they got a great chance to win. And in this one, my keys to the game were more shots. They're plus 7 in
right.
field goal attempts, and that's always good.
Yeah, it was always good. I thought they did. Jimmy Butler did a fantastic job getting to the free throw line. That was a key
yep.
as well. He had 10 free throws, 10 of their 16 made free throws. And points in the paint, they really evened up the shot attempts there. It was about a 2-to-1 ratio for the Pelicans in the first half for a while. The Warriors ended up taking just 10 less shots than the Pelicans in the paint. The way the roster is right now, they're not going to be a big paint scoring team because
yeah.
they don't have people to break them down off the dribble, but they can do it if they get, you know, back cuts like what Gary Payton was doing and Jimmy Butler getting the ball to the paint. I think, you know, tonight I think they found a little bit of how they need to play without Steph, and that is you got to get people cutting and moving without the ball, because if not, they tend, as they did for a while, passing around the perimeter, and then somebody has to get it with, you know, 6 on the shot clock and try to make something happen.
Yeah, you don't have the ability to break someone down like Steph does or draw the defense like Steph does. Now, look, I'll make the case that cutting, you should always be cutting. Even when Steph's in there, it's even better because all eyes are usually on Steph. But, yes, ball movement and player movement needs to be at a premium. When Steph's not playing, it can't be, hey, somebody can bail us out. Somebody can get their own shot. It's just not going to be the case like it is with Steph. That is what makes him, or one of the reasons, what makes him special. So if I were to look at anything negatively from this game, it wouldn't be the shooting because, again, those things happen occasionally. They just do. But that's two games in a row. They've given up a lot of offensive boards. 25 against Houston, 16 tonight. So that's just too many to give up. And that's, you know, you start looking at that and thinking, boy, that's where teams are starting to get their field goal attempt advantage. Now, tonight they were able to be a plus three in turnovers, so that helped them. But they did go to the free throw line 14 more times than the Warriors did tonight. So they didn't make a lot of them. They're only 26 for 34. So that's something they're going to have to clean up. Now, I'll have to look at my notes. I don't remember OKC being a big – if memory serves, they're not a huge offensive rebounding team. But they are the one thing they're great at, same thing they were great at last year. They turn you over and don't turn it over. Like, they are hard. They are hard to get more field goal attempts then.
And they just got Jalen Williams back.
So. Yeah, perfect. Why not? He couldn't take a few more games off?
Really?
That'd have been good. I mean, they're only 19-1 without their second-best player.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, they're kind of steaming towards 70, aren't they?
They remind me of the Warriors right at the peak of their powers where, you know, somebody would get hurt. Fine, just plug somebody in. Bang. Nobody missed a beat. Everybody's on the same page. They I'm so impressed with them and what they're doing right now.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Presti really is so good at what he does. And
that he's also got a fan base that was extremely patient with them.
True.
They had a number of lean years. I don't think you could do that in a major, you know.
Let's be honest. You're an OKC. You're just happy to have a pro sports team.
Well, the other part about it is like, you know, the process was okay in Philadelphia until it wasn't. And then, you know, they had to.
Yeah, the process was cute for like 2 years. And then Philadelphians, is that what it is, Philadelphians?
Mm-hmm.
RC should know. We're like, that slogan ain't cool anymore.
Sam okay. Hinkie, line three.
Can we win? Yeah, Sam yeah. Hinkie, can we win now, please?
Yeah.
How about winning? That'd be great.
Jeez. I think they were booing the Eagles in their first game this year. I think that.
Dude, they're booing them against the Bears. They're booing them against the Bears. I gotta love.
Michaels is like, wait for it. Here it comes.
I got to witness that and feel that firsthand a couple years ago when I was there for Monday Night Football. Was it Monday Night? Yeah, it was Monday Night. It's Thursday night. I'm sorry. Thursday night. After they played in the Super Bowl the year before, it was like, a boo. I'm like, wait, what? Like, oh, I love Philly. And then somebody, I didn't feel like I got the full Philly experience until I was walking out and I cut somebody off. And somebody just goes, watch where you're going, you big ass beep. And I go, yes, I got the Philly experience. I got it. I was so happy. I was so happy that I got the Philly experience. But back to OKC, who the Warriors play on Tuesday. It's pretty amazing. And I was going to say, that trade, Paul George and Shai Gilgeous, and then draft picks, might go down as the greatest trade in NBA history for one team. Because not only did they get an MVP out of that trade, you'll have to go back and look at all the draft picks they got from those picks they got from the Clippers.
Right.
They built, not only did they build a team, they might have built a dynasty, like a 5-year type dynasty from just one trade. It's pretty amazing.
See that because a lot of those guys are on their rookie deals and they're going to be on that deal for a while. And so, yeah, you're right. They have a chance to be a dynasty.
They it's wild. I mean, they signed their three best guys this offseason. And then they just kind of go from there. And they have somebody else's draft pick this year? It's like ridiculous.
Yeah, they have one of Dallas's draft picks in the next few years. Yeah,
it's like what are
ridiculous.
We doing? It's unbelievable. So anyway,
all right,
that's going to be tough.
Yeah,
that'll be a tough one. But look, that's one I feel like is easier to go out and play, not from a technical standpoint, from a mental standpoint. Because this one, you're thinking, we can't lose to the Pelicans. I mean, I don't care if we have Steph or not. We can't lose to the Pelicans. We got to kind of get this thing going in the right direction. Let's try to. Tuesday, I feel like you could just take a swing at it, right?
Yeah.
You're playing a little freer, a little easier.
Absolutely.
Take a crack at it and see what happens. Maybe you get hot from three. Maybe they have a cold shooting night, and you get a win. But that's one you don't expect them to pull out. But I'm excited to see. I love good basketball. So it's fun to watch the Thunder play, and it'll be fun to see what the Warriors have in store for them.
All right, Tom.
Thanksgiving good, by the way? I got to ask you before
Thanksgiving is great. Going over to our friends, Corey and Keo, they did a nice job with us. I think our whole household was tired and grumpy going over there. Everybody was just exhausted. I was exhausted. Cindy was exhausted. Everybody was exhausted. So, but they're always so nice to include us, and we had a really nice time with them.
Nice.
So watch a little football and
ate
way too much.
Well, you're supposed to.
Exactly.
It's Thanksgiving. You're supposed to eat too much on Thanksgiving.
And you had your Joe Flacco Thanksgiving was
I
good?
I did have my Joe Flacco Thanksgiving. I smoked my turkey, made my stuffing, and had my gravy. So I sat down with a plate of turkey stuffing and gravy and watched football by myself and had a beer and in darkness. And then I cleaned up and sat on the couch and didn't move for like 6 hours. That was it.
As John Denver said, almost heaven.
Yes. The family FaceTime and they go, why is it so dark in there? I go, oh, it's glorious, isn't it? I don't have anybody here.
Oh, man.
I and then afterward, I felt kind of like bad because I was like, Did I make that sound too good? Like I'm so happy you guys aren't here that like this is amazing. Oh, I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, I love you guys and everything, but oh, this is fantastic.
Oh,
what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Well, we'll see you on Tuesday. Enjoy your rest of your weekend.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Great to see you, Tim. I'm glad you had a great Thanksgiving, and I'll see you Tuesday.